All right, welcome back to our final segment this evening of Who's Talking. Before we go to Frank and the sports summary from Charlottesville, let me thank our producer-engineer tonight, Zach Rathner, who came to our rescue when we didn't immediately have Coach Bennett on the line. It always brings a little panic from Frank and yours truly, but Zach did a terrific job tonight. Thank you, Zach. And now, Frank Maloney with the fall-winter sports update from Charlottesville.
Very good. In the latest standings for Division I, UVA is off to a great start in the Director's Cup race. The Hoos athletic programs are currently in second place, trailing only Stanford by a mere 8 points. The final fall standings, believe it or not, will be released tomorrow. Women's basketball. The number 23-ranked Cavaliers dropped a tough TV game last night to Maryland, 61-60, last night at JPJ. UVA slips to 11-5 on the season. On the upside, though, Monica Wright scored 20 points to break the career UVA scoring record. She now stands alone atop the list, having beaten out Dawn Staley, Heather Burge, and a list of great Who's Who basketball players.
Pretty good company.
Next up, the Who's prepare for a trip to Blacksburg on Monday to face the dreaded Hokies. Go Who's, beat the Chokies. Men's
now,
and women's
now.
Swimming.
I mean, we need to be nice here.
I'm sorry.
Go
I'm
ahead.
Men's and women's swimming. UVA pounded Tennessee at the UVA Aquatics and Fitness Center this past weekend. The number 9 men edged UT as Scott Robeson and Taylor Smith were big winners. The number 11 women were led by Mae Christensen and Lauren Perdue. Both Robeson and Mae were named ACC Performers of the Week. Next up, they have a big trip down to Florida State with the much ballyhooed Seminoles. Men's wrestling. UVA ranked 18th in the nation, placed 7th at the Virginia Duels down in Hampton last weekend. The Wahoo Grapplers defeated Michigan. They lost to number 10 Oklahoma. They beat number 23 ODU. They lost a nail biter to number 24 VPI. Then they beat Michigan again. Next up, UVA faces Appalachian State on January 14th. They have follow-up return bouts with ODU and VPI later in the season. Men's football. UVA announced that former Miami Dolphins linebacker coach Jim Reed has joined Mike London's staff as the defensive coordinator and the associate athletic head coach. Reed has worked with London in the past at U of R, and he has worked at UVA summer camps. He's very comfortable with Charlottesville.
Well, you know Jim Reed, as do I. I mean, we've talked before. Jim Reed, you just don't get any better than Jim Reed. Terrific guy, great addition to Mike London's staff.
We're excited, and we look forward to having him on the show so he can say, watch these players, they can really play hard.
Yeah, he needs to have an interpreter to make sure we understand what he's saying.
It has also been leaked that Sean Moore, the former UVA quarterback and NFL quarterback, has accepted a role as either the QB or wide receiver position coach. No official announcement yet. There's a lot of red tape. It's a public university. Also, no word yet on the offensive coordinator position or the offensive line coach. I'm sure that news will be forthcoming soon.
And next week, we will have on the show as our guests Mr. Dan Bonner, former teammate of mine, obviously TV analyst. That's what most people realize Dan is now. Works for Raycom, ESPN, CBS during the tournament. And also the MVP of the 1984 Atlanta Regional, Jimmy Miller, who lives in Charlottesville. Just a terrific guy, Princeton, West Virginia native, and was on the 84 team that went to the Final Four.
Pretty good basketball players.
Yeah, great guy. And, of course, Jimmy Miller, also a magician. So
yes.
Maybe we'll get him to perform a trick here on the radio. People will really be impressed with that.
All right, we've got about a minute to go. Let's cheer on the Wahoos tomorrow night at 7 p.m. as they face Georgia Tech. The number 20 AP-ranked Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets at JPJ. If you can't make it to Charlottesville, and I don't know why you'd miss this game, you can follow the game on WRVA 1140 AM. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Michael Butler over in Helsinki, Finland. He's been following us online as we stream online, and we're very excited that he follows us.
As we talked about earlier, Who's Talking is in Richmond and all over the world. So we thank
global.
You. We're global. But go to the game tomorrow night. Enjoy the game, and let's get a win tomorrow night against the Yellow Jackets. Otherwise, we will see you next Wednesday evening.
Next Wednesday, we return to our regular time slot.
At 6 o'clock.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening.